rubber game between the Rockies and Cubs. Herman Marquez has a home ERA this season of 11.70. So the world champion Cubs should be all over this guy, right?
Pitch on the way to Jay. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball got him. Montero takes strike three. Called. One down. Second inning. No score. The batter is Javier Baez. A swing and a miss by Baez, and that's out number two. Third strikeout for Marquez. Hendricks will line one down the right field line, and a diving catch by Carlos Gonzalez. Great catch by the right fielder Gonzalez. Diving toward the right field line, did a belly flop on the grass, and made a spectacular play. Two down.
Boy, that's just great anticipation by Gonzalez in right field. You know, if Hendricks hits the fastball of Marquez, it's probably coming to you in right. And he was moving as the swing was coming through from our vantage point, which is perfect for that play. He started moving towards the line right as the bat was making contact. What a great catch by Gonzalez in right.
Here's the 2-0 pitch on the way to Bryant. Line drive down the left field line. That's a base hit. No no-hitter today for Marquez. Bryant has a double to lead off the Cubs' seventh inning. Bryant pulling one sharply down the left field line. He brings a fastball line to left field, and two runs are going to score. Over toward the line, a two-run single for Herman Marquez. A shoulder-high fastball, and he drills it into left field, and now it's 3-0 Colorado. Hard to believe.
Unreal. But you really want guys to swing away with the men in scoring position.
Yeah, the 1-2. Jay hits a ground ball wide of third, fielded by Arenado, running throw to first to get him. And the inning is over, and the Cubs do not score.
It was Chris Bryant who laced a 2-0 pitch into the corner to lead off the seventh, which broke up the no-hit bid of Herman Marquez. But that was perhaps the lone offensive highlight for the Cubs on Wednesday. The reigning MVP shared his thoughts following a 3-0 setback to the Rockies.
Oh, yeah, he's a good pitcher. I mean, hadn't heard much about him, but I mean, it seems like all his stuff was going today. But it's pretty impressive. I mean, especially when you throw, you know, in the mid-90s and pretty good curveball. But yeah, just from the very beginning, it felt like he had it, and obviously he did.
Anything about his stuff that surprised you?
I don't know. I mean, it just seems like this game's kind of going that way where everybody's throwing, you know, in the mid-90s with two other pitches. So, but it's good stuff, but it kind of seems more that, you know, there's more guys like that. So hopefully we can adjust to that. But no, I mean, you got to give the kid credit. He was on, today, and we just had nothing to show for.
Kyle Hendricks certainly deserved a better fate after pitching solid ball into the seventh, but he was outdueled by Herman Marquez on Wednesday. Hendricks shared his thoughts after the Cubs fell by a 3-0 score.
He's throwing real well, man. Just spotting up, mixing in his speeds. Had his curveball or slider, whoever calls it, had that going today. So, yeah, I mean, we were grinding, putting together good at-bats. It was just one of those days for us. So, yeah, I knew every pitch was important going forward. Sometimes games just go that way.
How did you feel overall about your performance? I mean,
good. Yeah, it's much better. Much better. Still on the same track there. I got to keep focusing on those things I've been focusing on. My last four starts, I think everyone has kind of picked up or built on itself. So this week it's more of the same, stay in that direction. My fastball command was good today. I was more aggressive early in the count, which I've been trying to do. Got some early outs, got through some quick innings there. I was able to get deeper into the game.
Are you where you were last year?
Definitely closer, a lot closer. Today was probably the best I felt, for sure. Even late in that game, felt really good. Those are the right things, getting the right results from that. So it's on the same path, just got to lock it in and keep it consistent.
Are you kind of shaking your head when the pitcher gets an 0-2 high fastball and able to drive in two more?
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, that's not on Carl. He made some good pitches there coming in, trying to bail me out. Got hand again, and then they're 0-2. Just, it happens sometimes, you know. And even without that, it looks like we're still going to lose. So, you know, you can't put that on him. He made good pitches, and it just happened.
Do you think you had that thing broken up with that
hit to right. I honestly didn't even see it off the bat. If you look at the replay, I was looking. I thought I fouled it off. He was throwing hard today. So yeah, I thought I fouled that back and made a hell of a catch out there. Right.
The Cubs are off on Thursday before heading to St. Louis for a weekend series against the arch rival Cardinals.